I finished.
New guy.
Non Gimel.
Okay,
stop right now.
Ready?
Yeah, it's on.
What's it on?
Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is being learned live from back from the Yerushalayim hills of Mivaseret, and we're up in the middle of Sif Beis and Siman Kuf Samech. We're discussing the different types of mayim that are kosher and pasul for netila, tefila, etc. And we're in the middle of Sif Beis. We're up to the words v'him hitbil. V'him hitbil b'hem anachdu magluskim. We're discussing the issue of mayim she'asu b'hem melacha. Mayim that melacha was done to it. And mayim that melacha was done to it, if it's used water from melacha, it becomes called shofchin, like water that's projected to be thrown out, and it's not good. And so now he's saying, v'him hitbil b'hem anachdu magluskim. If the baker went ahead and dipped in the bread that he's making, okay, the gluskin, which is kikros lechem, the breads of the baker, they used to put it in to smooth out the edges of the bread that they were making. Psulim, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's pasul. Aval im tava yada b'mayim v'tach p'nei gluskin. But if the baker just dipped his hands in the water and he smeared the dough and the bread with his water. Or he put the water in his palms, right? And then he went ahead and smoothed over the bread with it. Then in that case, the water that's left over is not considered water that was done, malacha was done to it. Because even though he actually does malacha with the water, but that's only the water that he took out of the, right? That he took out of the kli that he was going to wash with. So that's not considered. What's left over is considered still good mayim for netilas adayim. It's only if the baker dips the bread into the water itself, then that water has been considered used malacha dik water, and it is may malacha, and it's not good for netilas adayim. Ulefichach ksherim im lo nishtanu marayin. Okay? And therefore, when the baker goes ahead and uses the water over and over again to go ahead and smear out the bread, the water that's left is going to be good, assuming the color of the water did not change. Because if the color of the water changed, and you go back to Sif Aleph, which talks about Shinui Mare, which we said was also not good for the Tilas Yadayim. V'hu adin, the Rama says, Mayim she'anachdo mediach yadav. Rama says also, the water that the baker would dip his hands into, min habatzeik hadavek, from the butzek, the dough that was on his hands, okay, that also would be okay. But we'll see. The Mishneh Berurah is going to say is because in such scenarios, the baker's hands normally was pretty clean. Besides that, and it would not go ahead and be a problem, and it won't be considered either mayim shenase ba malacha. Okay, I guess you got to be a baker to understand what's flying over here. Anyway, let's move on. Sifka, I know you're a baker. You're a zamek. Shout out to me, a zamek. He's a baker. Okay, yidal im taval lechule. The tefilas yadayim lechud lo havi malacha, because going ahead and dipping your hands by itself is not going to be malacha. So therefore, dipping your hands in and then getting wet and then going ahead and smearing the bread with it is not going to be a problem. And that's what he says. V'gam ein nimasin hamayim b'tilas yadayim, and the water is not going to get disgusting by just dipping your hands in. L'chein lo havi kishochin, therefore it's not going to be like water that's going to have to be poured out. V'af im lo hayu hayadayim netulos. Okay, and even if the hands were not yet washed for suda or anything like that, or for anything, lo nitnu hamayim b'nigiyasan, the water that's in the kli, right, will not go ahead and become tamei by dipping your hands into it. Water that's poured on your hands that it was not a full revius, it was not hands that went into a mikvah, the water that's on your hands is still tamei. That's why we have all those halachas of two times you have to wash, drying your hands, etc., etc. But dipping your hands in the kli will per se not make the water tamei, and you can still use that water afterwards for washing, as long as it's not mei malacha or the mayim had a shinui mara, a change of color. Tes vav hagluskin zigluskin, as we said, is the kikaros lechem. Mine ugos. It's a type of uga, type of cake or bread. Shalacha richasan, after you would go ahead and roll it out, derech latuach pneim b'mayim. The derech was to go ahead and, I guess, baste it or put water on it. Upamim tovel noso b'mayim, and sometimes they would actually dip it into the water. Upamim shetovel yadav, and sometimes they would go ahead and do it by dipping your hands into the water, v'tach al pneim, and then they would just smear on top. Tes zayin. Chef, could it be that it was actually after it was baked that they put it in? That didn't make any sense, right? That would not make any sense. Okay? Just funny because it's called the kikar lechem.
I don't know their methods. Maybe they do that and let it dry out and have a certain texture on the outside, but...
That's what we hear from Chef. Everyone vote. Everyone who's listening, make sure you vote a couple of times.
Joyofkosher.com.
We only got to the 29th. It's a joyofkosher.com. Make sure you vote for Avi Katz.
The one with the tacos.
We have here the chef and the baker, the all in the same yomi. Okay, Viter. And you have the father of Fuki Fried. Tes Zayin. Osha Chafan Mehem. Okay, or he went ahead and he dipped, put his hands in the water and took like out a scoop. And for sure, this is not going to be a problem. All he did was put his hands in, scoop some water out, and that which is left in the kli is okay. Yud zayin hanisharim, but keli, that which is left in the kli. Aval elu shebechafnav, however, the water that's in his palm, im tachbahen b'nei agluska, if he went ahead and he used it to go ahead and smear this loaf or whatever, harei naseh b'hen malacha, then that water itself is naseh b'hen malacha, and it cannot be used for netilas yadayim even afterwards if it's put into a cup. Yud ches, shehanachtom meidiach. This is going in the Ramah, where the Ramah said even when the baker puts his hands in the water after, okay, look what he says. The stam yadayim ha'oskim be'isa, the stam yadayim that is going ahead and dealing with the dough, nekiyim, ve'em ba'em lichlich. It was clean. It didn't have dirt on it. Vavi kadochas kelim mudachim. And it was like putting in kelim that was already cleaned the el. U'machmas ha'batzeik. And based on the actual dough, tzarech lomar de lo chashiv lahem malacha. And you have to say that the butzek, this is not considered having, meaning the actual dough itself that might go in there, that's not considered malacha. Okay? V'efshar mishun diyachol lasiram gam b'lo adacha. Says, why isn't the dough that comes off in the water considered naseh ben malacha? He says, because since the dough probably easier comes off without the water, you just like, you know, pull it off. Okay, speak to Joe Baker Zamek, he'll tell you. It's easier to pull off the dough, as it starts drying, and once you put it in the water, it maybe makes it even more complicated. What?
Water will help.
Okay, but we have a chef who says water will help it come off. But since it could, Mr. Brura says that pashas, because you could take it off without the liquid, therefore it's not considered like cleaning off dishes, nasu b'amalacha, when the baker puts his hands in there. But at the end of the day, the taz is choylik. And it seemed to be that our resident chef was chalik as well. But the Taz says, he's chalik al din zev ochiach, and he holds it, the Rambam, Svir, who holds, dechashiv zos malacha gmura. The Rambam holds that this is full-blown malacha. If the baker puts his hands that was full of batzek in there to get the dough off, that is for sure malacha gmura, the mediach yada min al-batzek, because you're cleaning your hands off from the dough. V'chein pasak rashal, this is where the rashal pask, then v'chein iskimu shar achronim, and this is all the other achronim holds. So therefore, if someone is going ahead and is washing off his hands from the challah in the water, that water should not be used. Even though from the Shulchan Aruch it sounds like it could be used, that water will and should not be used based on the Taz, B'Shem HaRambam, and the Rashal, and all the other Achronim who say not to use it. Sif Gimel. Make sure you don't use that water from the challah washing. Remember that.
Of course.
Okay, Gimel. Mayim Shalof Neha Napach. Water that you see in front of the smith. Right, the blacksmith.
Whoa.
Okay, even though the water did not turn colors or black or whatever, it's still puzzle. Why? Because you know the water that's next to the smith, the blacksmith. Okay, the one who's making the metals. That's what he is, a blacksmith, right? The one who forges the metals. Okay, so the water that's next to him. Okay, what does he use the water for? When you have hot metal and you're forging the metal, afterwards what do you do when it's hot?
It's
you put
hard.
It in the water. And that's
it
part of the making.
Steel.
It hardens the steel. That is part of the process of making the metal. So therefore he says that water next to the smith, okay, is going to ipso facto, even if you don't know it, even if you didn't see, you don't know for sure, you didn't see the smith put the metal in the water, it's still going to be puzzle because the presumption is that it was used for malacha, for the making of the metal. The Shanea Safar, hey, where is it? Easy cuts. And the water that's next to the barber, in Mishtanu Mareyem Psulin, if the color of the water changes, then it's possible. Then you know it's kosher. Meaning, Only if the water color changed, then you could assume that it was used to for the barber to wash off his scissors in it. You know, like the barber dips his scissors into the water. Vim lav, that's what you mean. Vim lav ksherim. Okay, I guess if you see the hair, then for sure you're smooth. Okay, I mean for sure you know that it was used. Okay, yud test v'shelofnei asapar next to the barber shemadiach sham lefamim. He goes and he dips at times. His clay melachto, that which he uses, the kadoma, aval, eino bechazaka, there's no chazaka shediach sham, that he goes, that he puts his kalim of melacha in there, v'lachayin ksherim misafek, and therefore it's kasher, based on a safek, u'kilakame b'sifyudal. In other words, the issue is, when you have water that's misafek, whether it was used for melacha, so next to a smith, you could presume that it was used in making of the metal, but and by the barber, you don't have to assume, unless you know, it was used as part of the melacha, and therefore you would be able to use it for netilas yadayim, if the water from the sinks start clogging up and you don't have any, and all you have is easy cuts water from next to his scissors. Biter. Dalin, you got your club. Hello, Matano. No water in America. Then the guy says, "Yes, we do. We got water from easy cuts." And then you go wash and have your sandwich. Okay, Biter. Dalin. Mayim sheshasu mehem atarnegolim. Osha lakak. Water that chickens went ahead and drank from. Osha lakak. Lakak is another way of
slurping.
Yeah. Perish. What's lakak? Shtias hakelev nikra lakika. Right? A tarnagol drinks. A dog is lakak.
Laps.
Mehem hakelev. Okay? Yesh misha posel. There are those that say that water, right? You put out your coast to go ahead and wash for hamotzi, and a dog comes and laps a little bit up. So yesh mi, or a chicken. The old chickens that used to be, what happened to the chickens? Their history? What happened to the chickens down there? Their history? Yesh mi, yeah, still there? Yesh mi sheposel, the ein dvariv nirin. There are those that passel such water, and he says he doesn't see it. He doesn't hear it. He thinks you could go ahead and you could use dog-licked water for washing hands for suda. Ella, bein de elu, bein de kol shar behema chayavov. This water, any other animal that took a little sip from it, yesh lahakshir. You would be allowed to go ahead and wash with such water with a little bit of a slurping job from the animals. Okay, let's move on. Sif, are you a yoimi guy? Of course you are. Sif kan chaf. Hatarnegolim. You never know. You might come on a day when Fuki Fried is being whipped out. Okay. Okay.
Chaf.
Hatarnegolim. Fuki Fried is not a big word. Okay. Hatarnegolim. Okay. Hatarnegolim osha lakak. It's not specifically these. This would be applied to all types of animals, domesticated, undomesticated, birds, except for a yona. Nasty yona. Okay, chaf aleph. Yesh mi sheposel. There are those that pasel. Why? Dimidamina lamayim shel paras chatas. Because they compare it, the ones who pasel, okay, they compare it to the para. Okay, of the paras chatas, the nifsalin b'shtias behema chaya va'of chutz miyona. The yona, who is not the yona is a nice bird. He's a dove. He's clean. He's pretty. So it's the only a yona, if he drank from the water for the chatas, the mei chatas of paraduma. The mei chatas of paraduma was passeled with the drinking of any animal except for a yona, because a yona is nice. He's nice. He's a yona.
He's
a dove. Okay? All right? So that's why it would be puzzle. The Yesh Mefarshim Shamatam. Some say the reason why. Now, what's the reason why it was puzzled there by Mechatas? Some say the reason why by Mechatas, by the water of the Paraduma, right, was because of Mishum Malacha. Because this is considered that Malacha was done to it. How? Because when the animals would drink a little bit, they would sip, and a little bit would sip back into the, you know what happens when you sip? A little bit goes back in, and therefore it's like water that was used by the animal. It goes back in. Okay? Umayim elu chashiv kemoshinase b'malacha. And therefore this water is like malacha was done to it. Because it was used for drinking. Uplostin kol amayim b'taru vasan. And all the water, therefore, will then become puzzle because it gets mixed up with it. And therefore, Tilas Yadayim would also be puzzle, taking its cue from the Mechatas. However, the Shulchan Aruch said, Ein Dvar Nirin. He says you could use such water that was licked and drank by these animals. Why? The Dafka b'paras chatas, Dafka by the Mechatas of Paraduma. nifseles. That's where it's going to become pasul b'malacha with this minimal type of malacha called duhu. The gam and also the kolash rishonim sfirlu the lo chashu malacha gam b'chadas. Many, almost all the rishonim say that the basic reason for the psul of animals drinking the water by paras chadas wasn't because of malacha done to it. They all give different reasons. The einam shayachim kan that has no relevance here. The only shot that's relevant to us is that if you say that the mechatas was possible because malacha was done to it, but if you say that go with all the other reasons that are given, not this reason, it has no shaychas, it has no connection. Right? The reason why the water of the chatas of the paraduma is possible has no connection based on the other reasons to the tefilas yadayim, and therefore you'd be able to use that water that was licked by a tarnagol, licked by a dog, licked by, seemingly, all these things, to wash your hands. And besides this, he says, why should it passel all the water if only a little bit of it, if it was used? It's batlu b'tarova sabaruva. It's batl barov ukilakame. Okay, and he goes on. Ella, bain, elu, okay, that's what he says. Bain be'elu, bain b'chol, all the things. The Shulchan Aruch said you could use water that was drank by not only these animals, but by all animals and birds, okay, and you'd be able to go ahead, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and use that water that was drunk by these animals, lions and tigers and bears and cows and birds, for Ntilas Yadayim. Mishnah Brura, the Achronim Chilklu Binyin Zeh. The bottom line of Lachal Maisa is that the Achronim made a split. The Ibitar Nagolim, if we're talking about birds, v'chein, or chickens, v'chein b'shar chayos v'ovas and other lions and tigers and bears and birds, k'sheirim k'dasa mechaber. That would be water that was good according like the mechaber. That's how the Achronim hold. And they conclude like the end of the mechaber that you could use these other animals. However, he's going to say there are two animals that if they drink from it and it's very alach l'maisa, you wouldn't be able to use. Alba b'shtiyas kelev, if your dog drinks from it, even though according to the Shulchan Aruch it seemed to have been okay, the chazir, or if a pig drinks from it, puzzle, not because of nasa b'malacha, but because mishum miyus, because it's gross, and therefore you'd probably spill it out. Then the masan hamayim mishtiya, if the water becomes gross from drinking, then you cannot go ahead and use it. Benasu kishovchin, it's like water that's to be spilled out. Uvachayadam kasa, Uvachayadam writes, to b'shasat chak, yesh smocha dasa mechaber. And he said, b'shasat chak, you could rely on the mechaber, t'lahatir, to permit af be'elu. If you have no other choice, you would be able to be matir, even water that was drank by your little dog. Im shasa mehem nachash, if a snake drinks from the water, ain not limehem liyadayim, you cannot go ahead and wash from water, okay, that a nachash drank from, because it's water that you're not going to drink, okay? Umayim shenisgalu bi'alma. It's a famous thing, water that was left unattended to overnight. So it used to be, and some people even machmir today, not to drink that water, because there's a chashash that the snake put its venom in there. So he says, ain chayshish na'idna. Today we're not chayshish, l'shem ha'shasa be'anachash. We're not concerned that maybe a nachash drank from it. Deinam etzuyim, because this is not something that normally happens. Va'af misha nizar mizel shtiyan, even those that are machmir not to drink such water, when it comes to the tilas yadayim, ain't lahach. We don't have to assume for the tilas yadayim that it was drunk by what? That it was drunk by a snake, and therefore you wouldn't be able to wash from it. Mayim sulim. What happens if you have mayim pasul shenasarbu b'mayim sherim? You have any water that was pasul for the tilas yadayim. They got mixed up into mayim that is kasher. B'teilim b'miyutan. It's batel barov u'mashlivin afil revius. And it could count even towards the revius. Let's say you have 2/3 of a revius of kasher mayim and 1/3 of pasul mayim. And it gets mixed up together, okay, 1/3 of a revius. So now you have a full revius, but 1/3 of that revius is pasul mayim. That's okay. Im lo nishtal marein. Assuming the psul isn't one of shinui mare that actually changes the totality of that revius in its look. So if the look of that, right, if it has a different mare, different its appearance is different, based on the miut, then you wouldn't be able to use that water for the tilas yadayim of suda. Rosh is in here, let's keep going. Hey, ain, he's not starting. Ain malacha poseles ella b'mayim she'uvim. Malacha does not passel except where? In mayim she'uvim. Okay, water that was drawn. Bain she'hem b'kli, bain she'hem b'karka. Whether the water was in a kli or was then placed in a karka. Ava lo b'mei mikvah, but the water of a mikvah, o mayin, or the water of a mayin, okay, ve'odem mechubarim, when the water is still attached to the mayin, it does not become possible based on malacha. Chaf. Dalit Shahim Bakarka, Perish, a filu ayu bishaf malacha munachim bakarka. Even if it was in the karka when you didn't work with it. Since it was water that was drawn, mitchila from the start, malacha poselas b'hem, the malacha is going to pasel. But if you did malacha when it was still attached, kshayim and tiyas yadayim betalish. There will be kasher for the tiyas yadayim when you go ahead and detach it from that area. Chaf, hey, lo b'mei mikvah, it's not going to pasel b'mei mikvah if you did the work in that water. Kol zelin yasiyas malacha. This is all with respect to doing malacha in the water. But with respect to the issue of pus being possible based on an animal drinking it, ain chilek, there's no difference between shuv and the main mikvah. There's no difference. Upsul, and it's going to be possible according to those that possible if water was drunk. The chozel in the show of the kli mayim in the main mikvah. This is all with respect to pulling out water from the main mikvah for the tiyas yadayim. However, lahap vil yada of the mikvah to do tfilas yadayim in the mikvah, gufa mutter af bezeh. But to actually do tefillas yadayim, it's okay even if the dog went ahead and the animals drank from the mikvah. We expect a change of color. Check earlier. Tomorrow, 3:15. Mincha is at 3:45. Yaimi at 3:15.